from Heartache to Joy. I'm Gretchen Pritz, and I am honored to be your host today here with Gwen. Yay, Gwen. We all met Gwen a couple weeks ago, so thanks for joining us again, Gwen. So glad to have you here.
Oh, Gretchen, it is such a pleasure. Oh, my gosh, your tribe are just the most wonderful, beautiful, amazing people. I'm absolutely loving working with the people that I've met through From Heartache to Joy. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome to hear. And from what I see, they're loving working with you as well. So that's why, I'm so glad you agreed to come back and have this call with us today. I know that you're live virtual 5-week retreat is starting on Monday, so we thought it would be a perfect time to bring you back, open the cart back up for people that are interested in joining that retreat live and being a part of that. Also, just to kind of talk with you to hear what's happening with people that you're working with. What are you seeing? Are there any commonalities with our From Heartache to Joy community? We would love to hear that. And then, of course, we're going to do one-on-one readings and clearings and all that good stuff. So we got a jam-packed hour here. So happy to have all of you here. So, yeah, it's going to be a great time, and it's going to fly by. So I know, Gwen, you wanted to open up with a group process for us. So I'm going to let you take it from here.
Fabulous. So this is the Grounding Heart Meditation. It's part of the bonus audios. I do this at the beginning of every session. And we'll do it at the beginning of each call as well, in the Shackle Liberation 5-week virtual retreat. Just yesterday, I had some clients say, it's so different when you do it one-on-one or you do it live. And yet the audios are super, super powerful. And we'll talk about that later, but I want you to go ahead. If you are in a safe place to sit down, put your feet on the floor and your hands on your heart and close your eyes. Now, if you are driving, I just want you to listen and allow this to flow over you. Stay present. Keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your eyes open. If you are holding your phone, one hand on the heart is fine. If you're laying down or you're sitting cross-legged, imagining your feet on the floor is perfect. So we use our imagination a lot with the work that I do. So I'm going to go ahead and go with what I'm doing and what I recommend, but keep yourself safe. And modify it to what works for you. So feet on the floor, hands on your heart, eyes closed, take a deep breath in and out. And again, in and out. Bring your attention to the space between your hands and your heart. Notice what you notice there. There might be a temperature, a sensation, a shape, a scent. There might be an image, a person, a place, a thing. There might be movement, a direction to the movement. There might be stillness. Just notice what you notice. Whatever's coming up there, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're noticing, just notice it and remember it. Now go ahead and bring your attention to the base of your spine. Notice that you have a grounding cord coming out of the base of your spine. It's nice and wide, the width of your hips. It's going down into the center of the planet. It is set on release. The inside is super, super slippery. And this grounding cord is magnetic. So whatever you're here to release, whether it is unconscious, subconscious, conscious, or in your energy field, it will easily be drawn down into that grounding cord, slide down into the center of the earth, and be turned into pure energy for your life. Now bring your attention to the base of your feet. Notice that you have grounding cords coming out of your arches. They're going down into the center of the earth. They are set on receive. They're tapping into that reservoir that even in just these last few moments, you have converted, transformed, and recycled the energy that you've already released into pure energy for your life. So tapping into that as well as the deep, powerful, supportive energy of the planet Earth, Mother Gaia, you're going to start bringing up the energy of nourishment, nurturing, and energizing energy through your feet, into your ankles, lower legs, knees, upper legs, your hips, your lower abdomen, low back, mid abdomen, mid back, your chest cavity, your upper back and spine, the back of your neck, the back of your head, and noticing as you reach the top of your head, your crown, that you are also connected to the heavens, connected heaven and earth, source and support into this present moment, bringing your presence to this moment. For whatever it is that you're here to release, whatever it is that you need from this call, bringing you present so that you can access that. The energy from above, from source, is bringing down the energy of empowerment, discernment, perception, mixing with the energies of the earth and spreading out across your scalp, down past your forehead, your eyes, your jaw, your throat, sliding out your shoulders into your upper arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, your hands, and then flowing directly into your heart. All of that gorgeous source and support energy mixing together. Bring your attention back to that space between your hands and your heart and notice what is different now. Notice what is different now that you have the energies of empowerment, discernment, perception, nurturing, nourishing, and energizing energy filling up your heart so that it is overflowing. So notice what you notice there. Take a deep breath. And on the exhale, slowly and gently press your hands into your heart and allow them to float down comfortably. Okay. So we'll allow people to start coming back gently. If you have water, you might want to take a drink of water. And Gretchen, are you with me?
I am with you. Thank you so much. Well, I love that. Every time you do it, it's just so powerful. So thank you.
You're welcome. And I've been doing it a lot. So it's been gaining and gaining in energy and power. And yeah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the call. Thank you for taking yourself on that journey.
All right, so we're going to take callers. If you want to raise your hand, you can press star 2. And before we do that, Gwen, I would just love to hear, like, how long has it been? Has it been a month since you were on the show?
Oh, no. Not yet. How long I'll be in Montana been? When Not it's a month. And we did it on the 19th, so however many days that is.
Okay. So it's been a couple
Not
weeks.
Not many.
It's been a couple of weeks, and you've been working, I know, with so many of our community members and really being supportive in the group, the Facebook group that you started. And so I would just like to hear, you know, like, what's going on? What are you seeing? What kind of results people are having before we dive into one-on-one calls with our audience today?
Absolutely. And remind me, there's somebody that had asked for a reading and had reached out to me personally and she was actually on our very first call, but dropped, or maybe it was the last call that we did, and she got, we lost her. And so I want to do her reading before we dive into other readings. So I don't know if she's on the call this morning or not, but I wanted to get that taken care of because it's been in my field. So what I've been seeing.
Do you have her name or anything to give me, or I don't remember.
Yeah. It's, okay. I'm not sure exactly how she pronounces it. It's R-E-A-N-I. It's Rainey, I think.
Okay.
Or Rainey? Rainey, I think. Yes.
Okay.
So we want to get to her reading. So just remind me, do that reading first. So one of the main things that I'm seeing is there are people that come on the call and they're depressed and their physiology is all crunched in. And their faces are kind of gray, and they're struggling with whatever it is that life has been throwing them. And by the end of the call, they're laughing, they're smiling, their face is literally glowing. They look 10 to 20 years younger. And that's just from having a conversation and moving some energy and getting one of the favorite things that I've been doing is that reservoir that I talked about of pure energy for your life. I'm seeing battery packs. like battery packs, Tesla battery packs that power houses, power villages, power cities, power nations. And it's really fun to see how much people release and how much energy becomes available to them for their life. That's been absolutely amazing to see how many people have so much power that they've been, that's been shackled because of all of the restrictions and the people that are holding them back. I'm seeing a lot of dual collars where you have the choke collar, like you would have on a dog, that with the spikes that go into the neck, so pulling from behind. And at the same time, a collar that it has a leash on it that's pulling it from ahead. So you're like stuck in place and being pulled back and pulled forward at the same time. So you're totally disempowered. No way that you can move. There's nothing you can do that's right. And so those have been just amazing to clear that and see people start to be actually be able to talk, to start, and they're like stuttering and it's like they can't even get their words out. And then by the end of the call, they're like, I'm like, wow, you really know what you're talking about. Sometimes I feel that way too. Because my throat is one of the places that was really deeply blocked as well. So finding both of those at the same time has been really interesting. Do you have some more questions? I just want to see if there's more questions, or I can dive into some of the testimonials that we've received as well.
Yeah, we just love to hear some of those stories about, you know, the people, well, their experience. I know I've read a couple of them, and they were pretty powerful. So I'd love to hear from you.
Well, I received this late last night, and it was, Dear Gwen, I've been using your Energy Elevator MP3. And I love it because for 3 days I was without my meds due to a long holiday, and I was able to function and do my son's back to school shopping in that state, whereas I would have usually been in bed with a pounding headache and tons of anger. I can't believe this. This is crazy. What have you put in these MP3s? And she does LOL, and that's from Pearl. And it's so funny because that's the name of my new kitty, is Pearl. So I was like, oh my gosh, that's so great. That the MP3s are having that much power. And I'm not saying don't go without your meds, but she didn't have them. And she was able to use the MP3, the energy elevator, to be able to do what she needed to do and not have the headache, be in bed, having the anger. So that, it just touches my heart to see that what I put into those MP3s is doing what I intended it to. There's a young girl that when I met her, she was super anxious and depressed and sad. She was feeling literally hopeless and super sensitive toward others' reactions and actions. And then we had a session. I cleared her energy, centered her, gave her the tools to center herself. She's now able to stay calm. She was able to breathe. And she says it takes a lot of courage to admit to having mental issues, but being able to find help is an even more courageous act. Today, I'm practicing all the centering and breathing techniques I learned from Gwen. In just 20 minutes, my energy feels cleared. I feel grounded in the center of the earth. I wholeheartedly and will always recommend everyone to work with Gwen. The magic she does takes only minutes to help you feel at peace. And then she goes on to say that I never considered my energy until I met Gwen. Meeting Gwen was and having her clear my energy was the most important step towards helping with my mental health. I didn't even know that about her until she shared that. And she's from this area. The Southern California area. Let's see, Sandy in Sandy Manchester in New Hampshire said, I bought the package from Heartache to Joy because I felt it would assist me from releasing any connections to narcissistic energies from my family, ancestors, and lifetimes and timelines. And from the start of the session, she felt her energy change. And I'd already started releasing a cloud of energy around her. And then we did the meditation, the grounding into the earth and her heart chakras. I removed a chastity belt, cleared her throat chakra, and then she felt really open at the end of the session. And I recommended the MP3s that she should focus on, and she's excited for the shackle liberation that starts on Monday. She said, this is a fantastic one-on-one session. I feel it cleared me to my next steps in my trip to Bali. Yay, Sandy, going to Bali. So,
awesome.
I just would,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And I love that. It's all, you know, these stories, it's not only people having sessions, it's MP3s that are helping, you know, the, I read here, you know, the bully blocker tool, like there's, it's not, it's so much more than just having a session with you. So it's just that powerful of a package, and people are getting results. So I just love, love, love reading that. And again, it hasn't even been a month. It's only been a couple of weeks. So
it's only been a couple of weeks.
I just love hearing those stories. Yeah, for sure.
I did a video with my assistant Ellie in the Facebook group, and there were people saying it's so great to have this additional ongoing connection. So if you already have a package and you haven't jumped on the Facebook group, please do and start meeting people, because this is a community that I hope to be like the From Heartache to Joy community and other communities that I've joined, where we can create ongoing friendships that last and support each other when stuff happens. Because even if you do a clearing, life happens and you need support and reminders. Hey, did you do the MP3? Did you do the Gaslighting Gone MP3? That's Sadia did the Gaslighting MP3, and she said her whole body was vibrating and tingling. And the next day she was able to go out and sit on a grassy hill with her son. She met a lovely woman who played with her son. She chatted. She was like outside. It was the first time in ages she had been outside. She got out of her cocoon because of the Gaslighting Gone. Every time I listen to that, I literally shake. I made this for me too. Yeah. Awesome. And I know you wanted to kind of move forward.
That's intense. Like that's powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Alexandra wrote in, "Hi, Gretchen and Glenn. The Facebook group is wonderful. Yesterday, I had some interaction with someone that is in my life and a narcissist, and I could feel that I couldn't let go of what I perceived. Some hours later, I decided I would finally listen to the Energy Elevator MP3, and I'm glad I did. I felt calm and centered immediately. What a relief. Thank you, Glenn." She also says, if you could do a reading or clearing for her, if possible, she would appreciate it. So that's from Alexandra.
Alexandra, awesome. Okay, let's get to Rainey's clearing, or reading. Yeah, reading and clearing. So I was thinking about her this morning, but I didn't reach out and say, hey, please be on the call if you can. So if you're not on the call and you're able to listen to the replay, this one's for you. So the condition wasn't urgent when you first reached out, but it is getting more urgent that you get your low back cleared, that there's a metal rod through your low back that, if we don't get that released soon, is going to start impacting your well-being. You have a heart cage, and there's also a cage around your pineal gland, so you're not able to see clearly what's actually happening in your life. So those three pieces alone, the sooner we get those taken care of, the better. At the time when you first reached out, it wasn't as urgent, but it is becoming urgent now. Okay, okay. Let's move on to Alexandria. Let me do a really quick Rainy. Yeah, I'm going to – yeah, that's Rainy. Yeah, okay. I want to remove the bar in her low back, because that I'm really afraid of what that might do if we don't get that cleared. So I'm going to just go ahead and clear that for her right now. Yeah, for Rainy. Yeah, want to do a really quick clearing. And okay, yeah, that's so much better. I literally couldn't move my back. So it seems that more and more my body is like a surrogate, and then I keep myself clear with all of my tools. But I either see what's going on, I'll hear it in my mind, or I feel it in my body. Sometimes I just know. So I'm using all the clairs, and a lot of it is in my physiology because I'm highly kinesthetic. So when I'm feeling it in my body, I know it needs to be released.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you. And I don't see her on the call, but we will...
I'll make sure that she somehow listens to the replay.
Yeah, make sure she gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you'll send me a copy of the replay so that I can share it with her.
Yep, for sure.
I love you, Gretchen. You're just such a great support. Is there anything that you need this morning before we move on to Alexandria?
Oh, thank you. Right now I'm good. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, you have access to so many wonderful healers. Okay, Alexandria, let's do a reading for you. Heart, definitely. Actually, there's a corset, so it's constricting your breathing as well as it's like there's a really heavy metal. It's like the metal casing dressings from Egyptian times across your chest, so that's restricting your heart as well as your breathing. And your wings are clipped, not completely removed, but clipped. So we can go ahead and grow the wings out. So let's go ahead and do that real quick. So you should be able to fly better, but reach out to me about the corset. We'll be able to remove those in the second week of the shackle liberation. And maybe you'll get on one of the clearings during the course. Okay, who else?
Awesome. All right. So now we have hands raised if you want to pick between 1 and 16.
12.
All right, number 12. Your first three digits, I think you're an international number, are 351. 351, you are unmuted.
Hello.
Hello, 351.
Ah,
351, your international number?
Yeah, sometimes I know when I'm on calls, I mute myself as well, so she might need to unmute her phone, or she or he might need to unmute their phone.
Yeah. 3519. There, I'll give an extra number. 3519, you are unmuted.
It's
and
me?
It's you.
Yes.
Oh, it's Alexandra. I mean, Gwen, you call me Alex. And you just did a reading for me. I can't believe it. I was kind of, what?
Well, how are your wings feeling, my love?
Oh, I'm kind of so nervous now that I don't feel anything. I just don't think that everything that you said resonated very much with me. And it's exactly what I feel.
I'm so glad to hear that. I'm really looking forward. You have been such a wonderful support in the Facebook group. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, being one of those people that welcomes people and responds to posts and is active in the group, because the more active you are, the more you participate. Studies show the more participation you give to any program, the better your results. So I'm just so excited about your results.
And thank you so much for the acknowledgement. It means a lot to me.
You're welcome. Aww. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for joining.
We have fun doing our session together.
Yay!
Not now, our session together.
Yes. Okay. So that's coming up, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Wonderful. Yeah. Awesome. I look at my calendar when I'm ready to sit down and do the calls. Right now, my brain is not remembering things, but maybe I'm not supposed to. Because some of the things I see, I don't want to remember. But all the wings I've been seeing lately, that's another thing. Gretchen, you were asking about, you know, is there a theme? I've been seeing a lot of clipped wings or actually removed wings.
Wow.
Grew back a couple of sets of wings yesterday. And it's like, you got to be careful because that can be painful and really exhausting. You need to rest afterwards. But, yeah, and it makes me so mad when I see that. I don't usually get angry, but when I see wings that have been totally removed, for some reason, it just makes that righteous anger comes up. It's like, you deserve to fly. Let's get those wings back.
Yeah, I want them back. Full grown.
Yes, they're back. Mm. Yes, full grown. Yes, they are full grown now. And just so it might take a little bit to get used to them again because you've been used to them being clipped. So be gentle with yourself.
Okie dokie. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
Thanks for joining.
Bye, Alex.
Oh, that's
Ooh,
cool.
Next. Yeah.
All right. So 1 and 18.
Ah, 3.
All right. Number three, your first three digits are 416. 416.
Hello?
You are unmuted.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, you're right on it. Who's 416?
Well, I actually got on the call last time, and somehow no one could hear me. So,
welcome to being heard.
Thank you. Can you please tell me what you see and give me a little help? Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. What's your name again?
Oh, sorry, Alexis.
Alexis. Oh, okay. Thank you, Alexis. We have the A's today. Are you Alex as well?
No.
Okay. Alexis. Sure. Alexis. Alexis, we will make sure that we call you Alexis. So the low back and digestive system. So I'm seeing the mace ball that I've been seeing a lot lately in your digestive system. And so that can cause any number of digestive challenges. So it's a past life thing where as a warrior, someone literally took you out with a mace to your belly. So we're going to remove that mace because that ball is definitely not serving you in any way, shape, or form. So, and that should actually relieve some of the pressure on your low back as well. And now there's, it's similar to a corset, but it's more just the lower ribs right underneath your breast. So maybe it is a corset, but whatever it is, it's super tight and restricting your breathing. So let's ease that up. Just unlacing it. I'm not taking it off entirely because for some reason it's needed for support, that you need it a little bit longer. Hello, throat. How about you? So the collar that I'm seeing on you is actually a beautiful jeweled necklace. It's like a choker collar. And would you like it removed or would you like to keep it for a while?
No, remove it.
Well, some people have a comfort in their shackles,
no.
Especially if they're jeweled. Okay. That is like one of the most emphatic no's I've heard. Okay, it's gone. And so everything that I'm removing for everybody, it's going down into your grounding cord that we created, into that reservoir of energy that's been converted, transformed, recycled into pure energy for your life. And actually removing that choker jeweled collared, just all of a sudden tube house size Tesla batteries just popped up at full charge. So you have the energy for two households right now.
So I have a question. Could the collar be jeweled? Because I used to be involved with a narcissist. I'm now subsequently very happily married. But is
it
that just a residual?
Could.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It absolutely could be. Yeah. It and actually it's from even further back. So past life as well.
Do you think I should still get your package?
There are other things to remove. That's one of the things that I've found about shackles is we remove some and then other things start popping up. I'm glad that you are happily married. Are there any other, let's see, are there any other areas of your life that you're feeling blocked?
I have an eating addiction. And it was interesting when you picked up on the digestion issues. I have huge digestion issues.
Yeah, getting some support with that would be really helpful.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's up to you. You know, of course, I would love to work with you. That was really fun. I mean, you were so congruent in wanting that off. I love working with people that know what they want and are really congruent. And sometimes people just don't know, and that's because they've been so impacted by a narcissist. So you're away from the narcissist, so you can be congruent with your no and your yes. Which is really, really awesome. You'll have really fast results.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
Awesome. Thanks for joining. Let us know how you do.
Thank you, Gretchen.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Since we talked about a package and she asked for a recommendation, I'm going to give the link so everyone has it. It's orderjoynow.com /Gwen19. It's orderjoynow.com/GWEN19. And so when you go to the page, you'll get to see the brand new success stories that are there of people that have worked within our community with Gwen. So you'll get to read those right away. Great, great stories. And then you can keep checking out the package. And just a reminder that the virtual retreat, the 5-week virtual retreat starts on the 9th, right? September 9th?
Yes, Monday.
Monday. That's awesome. So that starts on Monday. And so before we take our next caller, do you want to talk just a little bit about what the retreat is, what they can expect? Because I know I heard you say, like, corsets will be, like, during the second week, just so that everybody can understand what's going to be happening during these 5 weeks.
Absolutely. So so it's 5 weekly one-hour trainings and clearing calls. So each week is focusing on clearings of different sets of tools. Every lock needs its own specific key. And these control mechanisms need to be addressed specifically. So it's an online group process to clear you from the manipulative controlling energies of the bullies, narcissists, control freaks, rageaholics, people that are manipulative. And so we're going to start with an overview on Monday. We'll start with an overview. And actually, on the package, you'll see when you get it that we just have, unless we can change, the team change it in the back end, is the 9 a.m. Pacific time. But I have added, because I have so many lovely people in the Southern Hemisphere, Australia, that have joined, that I added another time, 7 p.m. Pacific. So if you can't make the morning call, you can make the evening call. If you want to make both, I'm willing. I just ask that if you do get a clearing in one of the calls, you let somebody else get a clearing in the next call. So we'll do the first half an hour or so will be the training, teaching you how to use the tools. And the first one is the attachment abolisher. So we'll have the tools to abolish all the attachments. And those can be anything from chains, ropes, hooks, cords. I see cables a lot. So any kind of attachment mechanisms that are being used to damage you or drain off your energy, control you. So that's what we'll be doing in the first week. And the second week is the restraint remover. And so that's where we're going to deal with the shackles. So like the corsets and fetters, cages, chastity belts, collars, any other forms of restraints. I'm not sure exactly what that mace ball is, whether it is an attachment or a shackle. It might be an obligation that's showing up as a mace ball, because a lot of obligations are what tightens up our gut. And that's the third week. So we do the obligation obliterator, and that's where we get rid of the contracts, commitments, covenants, agreements, oaths, vows that you have with the tormentor. And I'm teaching you the tools so that you can go out and use this, because most of us have more than one tormentor. We may have one big one, and then it's like we clear that. It's like, oh, there's the other person. Or, oh, my gosh, my whole family are narcissists. Or you have them in your workplace. So I want to empower as many people as possible to have the tools to be able to have their own freedom. And sometimes people need the additional support, and that's why we do the one-on-one sessions. And some people, I had somebody yesterday that was talking about maybe doing a 90-day program with me. So there is more, and we start we're starting with this 4 weeks and empowering you to be able to do it for yourself as well, because we all have the ability to do it. It's a skill. You can learn how to do it. The fourth week, we're going to rewrite your DNA and clear your lineage. So we locate where the DNA that's bringing in the narcissist, like people have the repeating patterns. So locate that, isolate it, eliminate it, so that we restore, rejuvenate, and revitalize your DNA. Lengthen your telomeres. I was working with someone who actually, she works with telomeres. That was so exciting. And then the karma kicker is the week 5. So And we're not talking about the karma that I did something bad, so bad, something bad's going to happen to me, or I did something good, so something good's going to happen to me. These are the lessons that your soul agreed with your tormentor. The soul said, okay, we're going to learn this lesson together in this life. Well, we can complete that karma, release it, separate it, so that you no longer have to deal with that karma anymore. You don't take it into your next life. It's done in this life. And that allows you to shine your divine. Do you have questions about that?
That's awesome. I love that. And I love how it's broken down. There's two calls. Like, you added two calls. So
I did.
That powerful energy twice a day for those 5 weeks. So that's awesome. So thank you for everything that you're doing, Gwen, because I know that, you know, there's so much that you're offering, and you have such a big heart, and you want to help as many people as possible. So I just appreciate you. So thanks Aww. For all that you're doing for our community.
You're welcome. It's such a lovely community. And it is 5 Mondays in a row. So it'll be September 9th and 16th. Those I'll be doing from San Diego. One reason why we're calling it a retreat is because you like get to energetically come to San Diego. And then the last 3 weeks I'll be doing from the mountains of Western Montana. And so those mountains have, it's my birth earth. There is so much power there that I can bring through for you. So I'm literally taking you to a mountainside retreat for the last 3 calls.
That's awesome. Really awesome. All right. Well, if you guys want to ask a question about the package, or we're going to continue to do one-on-ones, you can raise your hand by pressing *2, or you can type in. I do see a question here from Lena. And she says, hi, Gwen and Gretchen. I asked for a reading a few weeks ago on Facebook posts, but haven't received that yet. Can I please get a reading today? I'm visiting in America right now, and a reading would really make my day and trip. This is right for me. Thank you very much for bringing this to us.
Thank you, Lena. And I'm so sorry I didn't get to everybody in the Facebook group. I still am going to come back and do that. I was channeling through my hands in the typing in the Facebook group, and my hand cramped up to the point where I could not type anymore. And I'm going to get, I think there's like 200 readings that I still owe people in the Facebook group. And thank you so much for saying, asking for it here. So Lena, let's see what's going on with you. Okay. You've got the mace ball too. So there's something that's really, really distressing your digestive system. And actually it's impacting your ovaries as well, coming up into the transverse colon. So let's clear that out so that you can enjoy your time in the States. If you can type in something that you would like to have in there instead, something from the plant or animal kingdom that you really, truly love. If we don't get a response from you, I'll just put in golden pink light. But it would be really good if you could have something that you would feel really super supported, that would allow that area to be calm and moving smoothly the way that it's designed to. It's so easy for that area to get cramped up, especially when we're traveling, that things are different. And this is actually a control mechanism too. Part of it is from a part of you. Part of it is from outside of you. So let's see if she responds. Gretchen, you can let me know if she responds with anything that she would like to have in there instead. And so it's actually starting to cramp up even more as I'm removing this. So there's some deeper stuff. I'm seeing now a really black, sticky mass underneath that mace ball. It's almost like a thunderhead or a tar pit. So let's remove that. So part of this has been blocking your solar plexus and your gut instinct. And there's 3 different places where we have access to our intuition that we're used to using. One is the solar plexus, our gut instinct, and that live active brain. The other is the heart. And I talk about the intuitive heart in the Gaslighting Gone audio and empower that intuitive heart so that you can get your yes, no's. And then in the third eye, so the pineal gland. I'm seeing your pineal gland is, whoa, somebody hit you in the back of the head on the right side. Feels like an old wound, but it also feels really, really hot and irritated right now. So we're going to go ahead and clear that as well. And this this wound in the head, anybody that's ever had a fall and bumped your head, I mean, sometimes, you know, you bump your head getting out of the car, you're in a rush and you bump against things, like stand up and there's a cupboard open and you forgot that it was open and bash your head. So anyone that's been experiencing any head traumas lately, this clearing is going to help your brain as well. I'm not going to do a full brain clearing because then everybody would fall asleep and that would be a bummer. But if you want a full brain healing, definitely you'd want a one-on-one session with me. But we're going to, oh, that's feeling so much better. Okay, and is the belly, ooh. There's a lot in your belly, a lot going on, Lena. So I'm going to stop now because I don't want to overload your system, and I'm going to just pump your entire body full of gold and pink light. I'm seeing some rainbows and dolphins, so we're going to do dolphins. Dolphins and rainbows. So the rainbows are for the wound on your head. The dolphins are for the all of the stuff that's going on in your abdomen, and that is definitely making it feel better. Okay, and you now, all of that release has given your personal energy reservoir 5 new batteries. So you have 5 batteries, Tesla batteries to draw on for your travels and to support your healing and support those that you support.
Awesome.
And I'm giving you your energy back, taking my energy back. Okay.
Cool. That's awesome.
Boy, there was something on there. And yeah. Everybody take some water and drink some water.
Yeah, that was good. And Lena, let us know how you're doing if you are still on and can type in. Awesome. Okay. All right. So now we have 1 through 20.
Lucky number 13.
All right, number 13. Your first 3 digits are 470. 470. You are unmuted.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this? Hi.
Hi, this is Tracy.
Tracy. Is this the Tracy I've been communicating with?
I don't think so.
Nope.
I don't know.
Okay. That's okay. That's okay. Well, welcome. Welcome to the call. How can I help?
I was earlier saying, okay, hopefully I get picked. I can find out what's stopping me, what's blocking me. I don't know if it's family or it's me. I don't know.
It's both. And typically that's what it is. And we are created and programmed by our families and by those that are important to us in our early formative years. And I feel some hooks in your back. They're below your scapula, so below your shoulder blades.
Okay.
And they're like big meat hooks, like somebody is holding them and pulling you back. Makes it tough to breathe. Makes it tough to move forward in life. And it also is affecting your digestion. So those are pretty big. And would you like me to release them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to do this really slowly because they've been in there a long time.
Oh.
And you're you might start swaying forward a little bit. And okay. Let's see, do we have wings? We have wings. So allow your wings to pull you back a little bit.
Okay.
So that as we remove the hooks, the wings, which are attached up higher, like at the top of your scapulas, your shoulder blades, up above that, allow them to balance you as, so that instead of falling forward, that you can stand in your own power. Ooh. Okay, there's a lot of rage in your jaw, being held back. There's a bit in your jaw. So we'll remove the bit. Somebody's trying to control you and control you the direction that you go because they don't trust you to go the direction that you want to go in. And because you're listening to them, you don't trust yourself to go in that direction. And they really want you to go to the right. I feel a strong pulling to the right. So this is actually probably from your father or a masculine presence in your life. They want you to go to the right. Okay. Okay, so we've got that bit out. And release some of the pressure on your jaw. You might be able to speak a little better, speak your truth a little better. Yeah, the lower abdomen. It feels like your ovaries are inflamed. It's really your diet, your reproductive system is screaming at me right now. So and there's a lot of sadness in there. Some deep, deep sadness. I'm afraid to release it right now just because it's something I would want to do with you one-on-one, but that's either that or with the support of the group.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's okay to cry. You know,
it's hard.
You've just had to.
Every time I start, it stops. Like a few tears will fall and then they go away.
Yeah. So your sadness is harming your body because you're not releasing it. So if you can find support, like in the Facebook group, somebody that, you know, hey, would it be okay if we cried? You know, can I just call you and cry and hold me energetically? And if you can find somebody in your life that can hold you and allow you to cry and just be there or just, you know, sit back and just hold space while you release, that would be really, really powerful. Yeah, tears are so wonderful. They support our eyes. They wash our eyes. They cleanse the lungs. They help exercise the diaphragm. You know, deep, gut-wrenching sobs would be really, really good for you right now. And if you can go and do that into a pillow, and I know that the whole group here, well, okay. I'll ask, is the whole group here willing to support you in expressing your sadness? I know that in the Facebook group we will. I'm supporting you to have that release, to allow yourself to just really have the cleansing cry. Allow the desert to be watered. Allow that to flow and just cleanse yourself of that sadness. Then you can have fresh sadness because sadness comes and goes. It's like weather, but when you hang on to it, it's like there's a constant storm just attacking you. like thunderheads just going off, lightning going off and triggering all kinds of synapses and all crazy stuff in your body. The more you contain it, the more damage is being done. So please release. You have my permission if you need permission. Thank you.
I don't know what I'm crying for.
It doesn't matter. You don't need to know to release it. That's one of the biggest things that I discovered shortly after my dad died in 2013. I don't need to know what the problem is to release it for myself or for others. I don't need the story. I don't need to know why. You don't need to know why. In fact, the looking for the why sometimes is what holds us back. Sometimes we just need to feel our feelings and just give them that space to be felt.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Tracy. Be gentle with yourself. Make sure you get water. Maybe eat something that you wouldn't normally. Give yourself a treat because your little girl is going to want something comforting. Just make it small, but enough to fulfill that need and that desire, that comfort. You have my permission if you need.
Thank you, Gretchen. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Tracy. We're all thinking
of
you, honey.
And know that as you cry and you release, for those that weren't able to, like you weren't able to in the past, you're actually giving them permission and actually clearing for them. So this is very, very powerful what you did for us today.
Yeah, for sure.
I do want to mention that I was talking about what I'm teaching on during the retreat calls. But I'm also, so the second half is going to be mini clearings. So we'll do mini readings and clearings for the people that are there, and I'll do as many as I can for the hour, for the hour period that we'll be on the call. And
awesome. So yeah. Similar to what we're doing today.
Similar to what we're doing today, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. All right. I see Lena wrote back in. She said, thank you so much. I totally follow what she said. We'll definitely get the package.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, Lena.
Yeah, for sure. All right. I see Maria here. Marie. She wrote in earlier for a scan. She wrote in for a scan and clearing, and she also mentioned that tomorrow is her birthday, and the assistance is a true gift. Thank you both, Marie.
Oh, yay, Marie. Okay, so happy birthday. So birthday clearing. Oh, interesting. So the same area where the hooks were holding Tracy back, I'm finding hooks in you as well. And they're over a corset, so you have a corset that's really restricting your breath. So can I move them both at the same time? Okay. Because the way that they're put together, I'm going to have to – so I'm just going to – does it have a zipper? Nope, I'm going to have to slice it. So we're going to slice the cords in the front, and so now it's open so that we can – remove the corset and the hooks at the same time. Well, your lungs are super impacted by this. Yeah, you need some work with your lungs. I'm actually seeing a dark mass cloudy in your lungs, really super, and more on the left than the right, sticky. It's got to be really difficult to breathe. And let's clear that. I would recommend you get this looked at. I haven't seen something like this before, and it's almost like you're underwater. I want you to have an amazing birthday, Marie, and I really want you to take really good care of yourself. If there's something that's been in the physical realm that's been coming up, please take the action to take care of it, because I haven't seen something like this before or been directed to say what I said. In fact, the me that is going, no, I don't want to say that. It's your birthday. I want it to be flowers and rainbows and beautiful diamonds. And so let's bring some of that in, actually. Oh, what kind of birthday gift can we give you to mitigate what I saw? Well, I'm already breathing better, so that's good. So hopefully you're not breathing better. And I'm hoping that it was just in the energy field. So filling your lungs with pink and gold light, getting the tissues nice and pink so that they can breathe freely, fluidly. Okay, I find the lead and the choke collar on you, so we're going to go ahead and remove the lead collar, remove the choke collar. And that actually helps your lungs as well. So you can actually speak your mind and take your own direction. It's like somebody put a plate on top of your head and said, always walk upright. Never bend down. Always keep your eyes looking forward. And it's restricting your actual sight, your intuitive sight. I was talking about that earlier, the third eye, the heart, and the gut intuition. So your heart actually feels pretty good. Some cloudiness in the brain around the pineal gland. So let's clear that. So I want to give you a beautiful bouquet of roses. And these are roses that smell exquisite. I was walking yesterday and I did this video that was super, super shaky, but on my way back from the ocean, I licked my lips and there was a taste of salt on my lips. Even though I hadn't been in the ocean, just being close to it, the salt had been deposited on my skin and I could taste it on my lips. And then I was walking up the hill and I stopped to smell this beautiful white rose, and it smelled so delightful that I kissed it to thank it for its scent. And then I tasted roses on my lips. So I'm giving you the gift of a beautiful bouquet of roses. Roses are the highest vibration scent on the planet. And these have the most amazing scent. And they're in your favorite color. And they are coming into your field and any place in your body that needs to be cleansed, that needs to be vibrating at a higher level, that needs to give you the energy so that you can have an amazing birthday and an amazing life. They're going where they're needed. And you might even be smelling roses right now, your favorite scent. It's interesting how each rose has its own unique scent. No two roses have the same exact scent. And different varieties have different scents. And if you buy them in the store, most of them, unless they're the orange and orange and pink ones, the salmon colored ones, most of them don't have scent anymore. It's been bred out of them, or they just don't get it the way that they're grown in greenhouses for commercial sale. And so let's see, we cleared a lot out of you. What have we got in your reservoir now? So I see four battery packs in your reservoir to provide energy for your healing, to provide energy for those that you support, to allow you to have a cup that fills, that overflows, so that you can live the life that you've been dreaming of and have that energy. Just remember that you have that energy. And the more that you release and use the grounding heart meditation, the more that you release into that grounding reservoir, into that reservoir down your grounding cord, the more you refill those batteries. So I encourage you to continue to release what you need to release and have an amazing birthday. Thank you, Marie.
Awesome. Let us know how you're doing, Marie. That was awesome. I love the roses. I'm seeing lots of people writing in about feeling similar to how Tracy was. So they're thanking Tracy for raising her hand and you take us through that process. So that's pretty awesome. I see a question from Alexis is saying, what time are the calls on Monday night Eastern time? Thank you.
Eastern time is 10 p.m.
10 p.m. Eastern. And what time is the other time?
So the morning would be 12 noon.
12 noon.
So Eastern
10
time.
PM. Perfect.
Yep,
perfect.
For Eastern, yeah.
Time. Okay, mm-hmm. Great. Awesome. Okay, so I know it's at the top of the hour. Gwen, I want to honor your time. If you have time, we can take one more caller. If not, then we can wrap up this call. So I want to honor your time.
So the thing that I usually have scheduled that you might have heard a little timer go off, I don't need to attend that this morning, so I would take one more caller. And
okay, awesome.
Then we can wrap up. If somebody has questions about the virtual retreat or anything like that, we can do that as well.
Okay. All right, good. Okay, so if you want to take pick a number between 1 and 20.
4.
Okay, number 4. Your first three digits are 315. 315, you are unmuted.
Hello, 315. Hello, hello. Well, whoever they are.
They hung up. All right, wait. Let's
yeah.
I refreshed and they're gone. So our next number 4 is 406. 406, you are unmuted.
Oh, you're Montana. You're from Montana. Hello.
They are Montana, 416. You're unmuted. I mean, 406.
416, I thought. 406, yeah, 406 is the area code for Montana, the entire state.
Is this me?
Yes! Yay! Yes. Hello!
Actually, you did my reading earlier. Hello, this is Lena. You did my reading earlier, and there was something
Lena.
I wanted to talk to you about.
I'm a huge empath, and I pick up everyone's energies around me. So I get so exhausted, so I'm not able to say my own presence. I get overwhelmed. And I'm wondering if you can see what is really holding me back from moving up my own and living my mission. I feel like I'm being gravely held back in life. I'm playing very small.
Yeah. So the part of it is actually your energy field is out so far that it's thin and it's picking up people's stuff. So actually bringing
yeah.
your energy field in close to you is actually going to support you until you have the until you've built up the reservoirs so that you can go out and be that big and feel people and know what you're feeling and then bring it back in so that you have the ability to contract and expand your energy field in a way that supports you, because right now basically it's just overwhelming you. It's bombarding you with so many different energies. And I actually had somebody yesterday that we did this for her a couple of days ago. Her energy field was so far out. I mean, she's seeing things that she doesn't want to see, and then they come true, and it freaks everybody around her out. and she didn't know how to deal with it. So bringing your energy field in to 18 inches, just say energy field 18, come into 18 inches, and it will do it. It wants to serve you, and so it'll come into 18 inches, and that will actually give you more control over your energy field and what you feel. So
yeah, that's why
I would start with that.
Mm-hmm. I tried to do that, but I just get so overwhelmed by everyone else's feelings. It's like I feel like they just come plopping onto me, and at times it's so bad I feel like I would rather just give up because I don't really have anything to do here. I know I have gifts, but I'm scared of using my gifts. I'm scared of showing my light. I mean, shining my light big time.
Yes, I get that. Every time I'd shine my light in the past, I'd be like the tall poppy syndrome. I'd like pop up and go, yay, here I am. Boom, chopped off. Get teeny, teeny, tiny, crawl into a shell and go, I'm never going to do that. Or I'd make myself super sick. I'd have an opportunity and I'd get super sick. So I've been through something similar. And so they using the daily hygiene of the bully blocker and the energy elevator would be really helpful for you because that gives you more control over what's coming in. You need to be doing probably the daily hygiene. You probably need to do it at least 5 times a day. And the both of those tools, I built them so that once you know them and you've listened to them, you can do them in 3 seconds. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, it's literally a matter of 3 seconds, saying 3 words, 3 seconds, and boom, you have support. Sometimes, I mean, it can be more difficult to remember to do it than to actually do it.
Another thing is I feel a lot of fear, and I'm wondering if you can see that if there is something really holding me back, like don't move, don't do what you're supposed to do, like don't show your gifts. I feel like right now when I'm saying it, I feel like kind of like looking around, like there's something watching me over my shoulder, kind of like.
Yeah, you have people in your life as well as past generations now. Okay, there's somebody in your life currently that is afraid what will happen to you, as well as there's parts of you. Okay, there are parts of you that are afraid what will happen to you because fear of change it's big. And and your life will change when you decide to step out and use your gifts. Things change. And there are parts of you that don't like change. We have so many different parts. And we don't have a whole lot of time. So have you already got a package? Are you set up to?
No, I haven't, but I'm gonna buy the package. But I'm just wondering if this person is my dad.
I'm getting a yes.
I feel really controlled.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like he's controlling, like by his energy, he's controlling me. Like, I don't know. I just feel the control from him.
Well, if you feel control from him, trust yourself. You've got control from him.
But it's like, how do I break this?
I am,
like,
pardon?
Frustrating. I like.
Of course,
it's frustrating. I wonder, like, how do I break free from him? Free from it.
Well,
it's like I
want to
be my own.
We do
person.
Not have time for. Yeah, we do not have time for that on this call because we've already gone over. And
but
so
I'm just wondering, these tools
and,
they will help me, right?
Oh, absolutely.
These tools. For,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. And.
Okay. Thank you.
Just trust that because you're on the call and because you've got picked twice, that it's time for you, that these tools are the right ones for you, and it's time for you to get the support that you need and remove the frustration and the fear and start moving forward. And it's going to take work, and it's going to take being present, and it's going to take going through even more fear. Because as we remove it, but as you feel fear, this is one of the things I want people to know. Emotions can only be held for 30 seconds. They can't not be felt more than 30 seconds if you actually really feel them. And fear is a really big one on this. I can't even hold fear for 10 seconds anymore. Because if you really give it your focus and you really feel it, it loses all of its power. So if you're feeling a feeling, and this is for positive ones too, that physiologically we can't hold them for longer than 30 seconds. So I encourage you to feel your frustration and feel it. Feel the fear and feel it. Feel the control. Feel it. How does that control make you feel? Feel it. Feel your feelings, and that will free you faster than anything else.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Thanks for joining. Gwen, did you have a package recommendation for her?
Yeah, she definitely needs to be doing at least one session with me. And if okay. if her finances are up for it, to do the three, because there's layers and layers there.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, and we heard back from Marie. She's saying you're spot on, Gwen. Thank you both so much for the heartfelt clearing and the lovely birthday gift. I am weeping tears of release and gratitude. Thank you both and many blessings. Marie, thanks for typing in, Marie, and letting us know how you're doing. Mm. All right.
And the person, I actually need to do a really quick clearing because the person that dropped, they had, just the minute you said their number, there was something in their descending colon that is like really, really prickly. And I'm still feeling it in my body, in the front and back. So I'm going to go ahead and remove that. It feels like fear and anger and the inability to digest. It's like things moving through too fast. So I'm going to just go ahead and clear that right now for, I think it was 317. Whoever it was before we went to 406. Okay, so that feels better. Okay, yeah, I just couldn't leave that in my body.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so I'm going to announce the link again for your special offer. It's orderjoynow.com/Gwen19. orderjoynow.com/Gwen19. The offer is available through Friday at midnight. You have a couple days to jump in. And then the group live retreat starts on September 9th, Monday, September 9th. So you can jump in on those live. Again, Gwen's running the same call 2 times a day for those 5 weeks. So you can have 2 hours of jam-packed energy coming at you. So if you so desire. Like I said, the group, the Facebook group, there's lots of fantastic stuff happening there, as well as go to this offer page and check it out and look at these stories from the people that have already started working with Gwen and working with her MP3s. Like there's really some amazing stories there, so you can read those and take advantage of that. So again, you have till Friday at midnight to jump in. And Gwen, is there anything you want to add before we close today?
I'm just so grateful to you and Aram for, you know, creating a tribe of people that are so open to what I do and that have and are open to receiving the help, open to the change, open to growing and really taking the journey that will get you to what it is that you say that you want. That there are so many resources available, and I'm so grateful to be able to be one of them.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we're grateful to have you, and I thank you so much for joining us again today. And with such short notice, but I do really appreciate you being here and giving us all of you, which you always do. So thank you so much, Gwen, for being here.
You're welcome, Gretchen. Blessings to
all
everyone.
All right, guys. Yes. Thank you all for joining us. I always appreciate having you here and enjoy these calls. They're the highlight of my week. So I appreciate all of you and having you here. Have a wonderful rest of your day and rest of your week, and we'll be talking soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.